This week's Dvar Torah is dedicated to the shluchim that are Moisa Nefesh for every Yid. The learning of the Dvar Torah is the Schos of Shalom Mardechai Halevi Sheyichya Ben Rivka Legeula Kareva Ben Ametzar El Amerchav. Reb Mardechai HaTzadik was the Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov. Reb Mardechai had two close chavedim from his days in yeshiva, and he wanted very much to share with them his new derech and avodas Hashem. But he was hesitant to leave his Rebbe. Besides, who knows whether he'll find them, or if they will listen to him. Once, in a Torah, the Baal Shem Tov said, one must have Mesiris Nefesh to do a favor for even a single Yid in Gashmius, and especially in Ruchnius. And the Shama descends to this world and lives for 70 or 80 years or more to do a favor for even a single Yid. Reb Mardechai nearly resolved to begin the journey and seek his Chavedim, but somehow he was unable to do so. He could not bring himself to actually leave. He decided that he would remain with the Rebbe for just a few more days, and then he would go. After a few days, he thought of going to the Rebbe, telling him the whole story, and asking his advice. Then the Rebbe, through Ruach HaKodesh, could tell him where his Chavedim were now, which would save him much time. But then Reb Mardechai rejected the idea. Hadn't the Rebbe clearly said that one must have Mesiris Nefesh to do a favor for even one Yid? So why ask? And asking the Rebbe to use Ruach HaKodesh to save him some time, that's the biggest chutzpah. Furthermore, if Reb Mardechai would know where they were, then his Mesiris Nefesh would be less. No, he would not ask. He made his decision to take the road and seek his Chavedim. He rose very early, prepared himself a shachris, and davened. After davening, he took up the bag containing his belongings and his talis and tefillin and began the journey. Reb Mardechai had already passed the city limits when the Rebbe's Shamish ran after him with a message that the Rebbe had sent for him. When he entered the Baal Shem Tov's room, the Baal Shem Tov said to him, Baruch Hashem, you were victorious in your battle with yourself. The Baal Shem Tov gave him some instructions and a bracha to succeed. After a long journey, Reb Mardechai found his Chavedim and was mekarev of them to the derech of the Baal Shem Tov. The Mishnah in Masechta Sanhedrin says, Kol ha-mekayim nefesh achas mi-Yisrael, ke'ilu kiyim oylam mole. One who saves one Yiddish neshama is as if he has saved an entire world. At a Fabrengen, the Rebbe said, one of the prophecies of the Geula is that Hashem will collect all the Yidden, one by one, holding them by their hand mamish, and take them out of Golus. Since the Geula is dependent on our Veda now, we must learn a lesson from this. Some people, when offered the opportunity of traveling on Shlichus, they only want to go to a place that has thousands of Yidden, and anything less is a waste of their talents. The response to this is that just as it is befitting for Hashem to take a single Yid to Eretz Yisrael, so too it is befitting to go help even one single Yid and kindle within him the light of Torah and Mitzvahs. At another Fabrengen, the Rebbe pointed out two advantages of going to a city with a small amount of Yidden. Firstly, a person should always run to fulfill those mitzvahs which others overlook, similar to a mes mitzvah. Secondly, working in a large city with many Yidden can bring about a feeling of yeshus, causing one to become proud of the shturim that he has made and think that he can go to rest. In a small town, however, his activities are not so famous, and he knows that he must constantly grow. Reb Yosef of Beshenkovich was a great Talmud Chacham who knew Baal Peh the entire Shas and Rambam, and earned the greatest kavod from the Talmid Chachamim of his town. In the year Tavkuf Samach Dalet, when in Yechidus, the Alter Rebbe advised him, amongst other things, for the benefit of your neshama, it is better for you to be a Baal Agala than a Rav. 10 years later, in Tavkuf Ayin Dalet, Reb Yosef, then 70 years old, was offered the Rabbanus in the town of Liepla. But recalling the Rebbe's words, he refused the offer. He realized that now was the time to fulfill the Rebbe's advice. For a month, he wavered undecidedly, confused, not knowing what to do. Eventually, he mustered up enough courage and went to the local wagon station. When the wagon driver saw him, they asked him where he wanted to travel. "I have not come to travel, but to learn to become a Balagala," he answered in a low voice. The wagon drivers looked at each other in surprise and began to joke about it. One driver, seeing his insistence, agreed to teach him the trade. In the stall, he was shown how to hitch the horses, attach the saddle and the reins, and to oil the wheels. One of the horses whipped his tail and almost knocked out his eye. That night, Reb Yosef came home dirty and bruised. He changed his clothing and went to shul to daven and give his shiur. Returning home, he found his wife in tears, for she had heard of her husband's visit to the stables. When Reb Yosef shared the Rebbe's instructions, she told him, "In my opinion, if the Rebbe told you this, you mustn't delay even a day. Tomorrow I will sell my jewelry, and you will be able to buy a wagon." Reb Yosef, hearing these tzmimizdika words, decided to travel to Velizh, where he would learn the trade from a Balagala who was a Talmud Chacham and a Chassid. A year passed, and Reb Yosef became used to his new lifestyle. One evening, he stopped over at a Yiddish inn and sat down to learn Torah. The innkeeper introduced him to a guest who needed to travel the following day. The guest, Solomon Gamitsky, Shloim Aleib, was a Yid who left the ways of Yiddishkeit and had become a friend and employee of the Bacheikov Count. "What time will we leave?" asked the guest. "After davening," was Rav Yosef's reply. "At what time?" he retorted. "To me, it makes no difference whether you daven or not. I need to know when we will travel. To know when to wake up, wash, and eat." "And daven," added Rav Yosef. "That I'll leave for you," concluded the guest. When the guest realized that Rav Yosef would not leave until 10 a.m., he ordered another coach for 5 a.m. He went to sleep for the night, but awoke shortly after midnight bewildered. Someone was crying. He opened his door and saw Reb Yosef sitting on his floor, saying Tikkun Chatzos by candlelight and weeping. Reb Yosef's crying penetrated deeply into his heart. Memories of his youth, his father, his melamed, the wife and children he had left, all passed before his eyes. When the night came to its end, he watched Reb Yosef daven with great kavanah, and his eyes filled with tears. At 5 o'clock, the innkeeper came to notify him that his coach was ready, but he decided to travel with Reb Yosef. Hours went by, and Reb Yosef was still davening. Overcome with anguish, the guest went to the innkeeper, borrowed his towels and tefillin, and davened too. With intense feelings of tshuva, Shloim Aleib became very sick, and for several days he hovered between life and death. The count sent his own doctor, but the doctor gave up hope. Reb Yosef remained at his bedside, fasting and saying Tehillim, and helped him in his decision to return to his family and Yiddishkeit. Eventually, Shloim Aleib regained his strength until he was able to leave the inn, and Reb Yosef traveled home. Returning home, Reb Yosef found many chassidim preparing to travel to the Mittel Rebbe in Lubavitch. One day, while in Lubavitch, Reb Yosef was greatly surprised to meet Shloim Aleib. He had resigned from his job at the count and had now come to Lubavitch to learn and to be near the Mittel Rebbe. Going into Yechidus, the Mittel Rebbe told Reb Yosef, "My father appeared to me last night and told me that Yosef of Beshenkovich has fulfilled the Kavana. My father has turned the Lamdan into a Balagala for one Yid. And now, for the benefit of the public, he has commanded me to appoint you as an Ashpia of the Chassidim in Beshenkovich. May we merit to the Va'atam to look to Le'echad Echad B'nei Yisrael, the gathering of all Yidin, B'karev Mamash. Hatzlacha Rabbah."